Really?
So it's Monday night. I mean,
fuck off. It ain't Monday. Is it really Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Welcome. I just like 2 days. I
fucking
yeah, so
entertain myself.
Wait,
you
don't work Wednesday, dude. You suck.
No, I don't work Wednesday.
What did you say?
No, I don't work Wednesday. Because Wednesday I always have off. Because I told him I have to.
She's trying to get out of the fucking hangout.
Fuck off, man.
She's like, I'm sorry to eat, Sean. All right, so where do we start? Today's been a shitty day, right?
Why?
Everybody at work had
yeah,
some.
I don't really give two shits about your day at work, really.
No, I don't.
Did you get laid at work?
No.
We had sex in that chair, so we were at work.
Oh, shit. It's off the line.
Sure.
You serious?
I'll stop. So after we had sex there, though, she sucked my penis on this one a little bit, and then we had sex down there. And I just came on that one, though. Wait, stop lying or start lying? You want to start lying, because I... No, okay. No, we didn't do it, did we?
Oh, okay. That's it.
He's like, cool.
Well, nigga, here. Where's your friend at? What's his name? He's supposed to be here.
Where's your boyfriend at?
Yeah, where's your boyfriend?
What's his name, Chris? Where's Chris at? Your boyfriend, where's he at?
It's Chris.
Your boyfriend, Chris. Obviously not the gay Chris.
They're both gay, aren't they?
No. Nice try. Yeah, she tried it. Maybe he doesn't know they're bisexual.
Oh my god.
That's how I know he's your boyfriend. You're the only one. He was like, no, Sean knows I'm bisexual. I was like, what did you like? Oh, alright, cool. What? Jerk. Look, she's just acting stupid. Look.
I don't know why you're done.
Is this videotaping? She's gonna start twirling her hair soon. Watch.
Oh, yeah. I like how guys, I remember I was at the Belmont station one time, and I was like meeting up with my ex, and then I told her I'll meet her right there, and she was already there waiting for me. Then I came up to her, and she was like talking to some guy, who's this guy right here, you know? But like, you know, I try to like be nice, and then like
smack her.
No, I didn't smack her, but
that's not very nice.
I should have.
Yeah, they're punching her.
Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, it
depends. Oh, it was your ex.
Yeah, it was my ex.
I thought,
yeah.
It was your girlfriend.
You know, yeah.
Give it a one.
Give it a one. No, you
oh, two?
You gotta smack it in the back of your hand. You know what? So it hurts. It's tough skin.
Is that what being a gentleman is?
Yeah.
Smack her.
Absolutely not.
I mean, sometimes
it's
like,
not. Gentlemen is still have to.
It's like girls are kids, you know, like, they don't learn by words, you gotta smack them.
Oh, you like a good fist in the face when you're getting smacked in the ass?
That's
sweet.
That's a little more.
You heard it. It's been video recorded or whatever. Well, she has a broken nose. Your Honor, just listen to the podcast.
At least there's more of a reward.
Hey, she said so. I mean, it's a word of mouth. All right, who has some weed?
I think there's some. We're about to cut butter, like with eggs. What's weed?
Oh man, what is weed, right?
Right.
It's a plant that grows on the ground. It's a plant that you don't want around.
I want weed around. It keeps all the fucking bugs away, doesn't it?
That's what weeds are.
Oh no, the bugs come around.
Song goes?
I think so.
Jesus.
Literally, correct. crickets.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just overpowering.
Don't even need sound effects, hopefully.
How do you get your shoes so white?
I just take care of them.
But you walk around the city, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I got 13
on. I know, that was not an invitation.
I swear, this guy went to Michigan, he turned to a dick, right?
What? He doesn't say. I wouldn't say. It's between him and I.
Oh, you already talked to him, like, bitch, probably. This is your little crying.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm telling him to shut the fuck up.
I better page you.
Oh my god. Should I hit him?
There are a lot of stars in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, movie stars.
What'd you see?
Huh?
What'd you see there?
Oh, I was lying. They're actual stars. We went and sat on a fucking pier, man. And it's like, if you haven't been up north, like, stars down south, like South America and shit like that, the only thing compared is, like, in my opinion, is not going out to sea. But you can get just as many, get northern lights up there too, bro.
You get this beautiful lake.
And it's just a different path of the Milky Way you see.
Oh, really?
The more north you go, because it never changes up there either, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's different like that, too.
So you see, like the northern lights, like, up there?
You don't, well, it's just,
it looked like that.
I'd say there's more stars.
It's because, like, over there's, like, less polluted, right? Because over here's fucking polluted.
And there's not a lot of, like, the light pollution. It doesn't really exist, like, it does here.
Uh-huh.
Don't you want to get here?
Yeah, we still got time.
What time is it?
Like, 1:30.
Yeah, but not at the...
Yeah, and then...
Not at 7:11.
That's all we got going on.
Yeah.
Want to go?
No. So we're not going to make it.
Which one is it? Where's it at?
And you'll make it.
I mean, I'll make it there. I don't know if I'll make it time for them selling beer.
Shit, isn't there like a fucking...
JJ Peppers is gone.
Doesn't fucking, Uptown Lounge have to go?
Oh, yeah. They do, you're right. $12.
And you got 12 bucks?
For what?
I'm at 22. They're $22 a six-pack.
22? Bullshit.
Good job, young man. $12.
He obviously is learning something from me, though. He doesn't listen to women. $22.
Only got a 50.
Cool, that'll work.
Oh, actually, I'm missing. Oh.
Actually,
oh, okay.
I'll go to the bar. Don't worry about it. You guys stay here. Continue recording.
Actually, I might have. Oh wow, what a coincidence. I have $12 in here loose.
But you have to do a tip too. 15 or 10.
Oh yeah.
Alright, I only got 12.
That's fine.
You said you had a 50.
Wait, are you guys going to the bar? Or you think it's
no, she's going to a bar that says call and make sure.
I know they do. They do until the last call, which is at 4 a.m.
Let me see. There has to be a liquor store open around.
She's going to the bar to get to
the any more of those gold dollars?
Hanging out with kids today, and they talked me into spending all of my money.
Fuck.
Dude. And we might have food at the house that lasts for 2 days.
Yeah, you have to feed the children. I mean, you have to feed
the children.
It's not like I had a fucking $1,000 to buy it.
No.
I had fucking $20 to buy it. It's fucking children, kids.
Yeah, for sure. Thank
you.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Good.
I spent your 20.
Good.
There's an East Lakeview Food and Liquor a mile away.
I'm not going a mile away.
Yeah, no, dude. She's walking to fucking Lawrence and Broadway.
Oh, right there?
On Broadway.
Do you want me to walk with you?
Yes,
I do. I hate you.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, I guess you can walk with us too. Just keep recording.
Yeah, let's do it.
But it's back porch, fucker.
Back porch?
Yeah, well,
portable.
Say to be continued.
No, there's no to be continued.
We still gotta keep going.
It's the plan. We just record the whole fucking thing. You need to chop it up because of fucking, I don't know, you're like a, what is it called, millennial. gender ones that all have to be.
We should play that song.
Well, there's 27 genders.
Have you heard me group it?
Hey, first of all,
we're going to be so inclusive that we actually turned into the exclusive because of all our inclusiveness. I got to be in this box and you got to be in that box.
And it sucks, you know, I just started
talking
to this internet shit. Now they put restrictions on it. Like, fuckers, dude.
First of all, I don't think, like, this fucking money is right.
Huh?
What?
I don't believe there's 27 genders. Well, there's only two genders, you know?
Well, hey, babe, how about this? When you are born, what is your choice?
I mean,
when you're born, what's your choice?
When I say you,
when you have
it incorporates your entire generation.
To reveal.
Your generation is the one that's pushing for that
you're
shit.
You're saying an orange is an apple?
No, what I'm saying.
Language. Your generation is completely changing the structure of the language.
Fuck, I have to walk with her.
Oh, you can all go. You're still going to keep recording.
The dog's tired. The dog's old.
Treat the dog in the bag. I beat you.
The old excuse to get out.
She's like, no, I'll carry that motherfucker. How about that?
He's
a beast.
Okay. What is
he? Have a big personality.
Yeah.
King Charles Cavalier.
King Charles?
Cavalier.
Yeah.
That's how you know he's a pit fighter. Gets in there. Gets underneath him.
He's the largest.
That's how he lost his teeth.
Huh.
Pit fighting.
He's biting
Rottweiler's balls. He won the fight.
Getting old, man. Yeah.
Balls were launched. They're still in that Rod's fucking balls.
Are you talking about your experience?
That's why he's fucking such a good fighter now.
Talking about yourself?
Huh? No, fucking.
Don't talk about my dog like that.
But you don't know, doesn't he? Okay, I'm lying. Dog's not really a pit fighter.
He's a gentleman.
Alright, guys, we got 20 minutes.
No, we
got
to four.
Oh, we got to four?
Yeah. These are the benefits of knowing of being like older and willing to spend the extra $6 on a six pack because we could rush it and go down to 7-Eleven. But we just got back from Michigan. And this is the greenest part of Chicago. These two trees.
James, for some flowers.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, you're lucky that you live above a garden.
Yeah,
where we're looking at sunflowers,
like
the large sunflower and the orange sunflowers.
And we're in the city.
And that's an apple tree. That's pretty fucking unique.
And we're not paying fucking $10,000 for a fucking luxury apartment on the park.
The doorman.
Wow. Which, you know, is the reason why you get to see fucking kids shoot each other in the street right there. Right after the little fucking garden. I wonder if they respect the garden and they don't come into it and shoot each other. Those two kids, they got shot, and then the guy ran them over with his truck, and then they didn't come up here, or anywhere near the church, and so they walked all the fucking Sonic. Hey, I guess you got shot. Why'd you get shot? Because I was shooting at somebody. Oh, here's the phone.
Here's the phone. We're going to take out the bullet in my finger.
I guess.
I mean,
you don't have a cell phone? Where's your burner phone? Call 911. Come on, buddy.
I'm sure Sonic.
You know, I had a friend who, last Saturday, he got jumped by Clark and Division. And he said that.
Dude, I have 23 friends, I think, now that have died in the city.
Really? 23 friends?
At least.
From robberies? Like
just from all sorts of bullets. They're just bullets is what I'm talking about. Though. Bullets. It doesn't include the friends who have died from heroin addiction or fucking shit.
What happened to your friend?
Well, so they got off work, and there was, a block party going on, by 18th Street. He lives in Oakland, way out west. And he got off, around 12, you know? Usually, there's people at the Clark Division, you know? So he said that there wasn't nobody there. He's a small guy, you know, small guy. He's a chubby guy. But so what happened? He was waiting there, and then two black kids came and they asked him, "Hey, you got a nice phone? Do you got any change?" And he's like, "No, I don't got any change." And that they acted like they walked away.
I had two black kids. I swear to God, they spotted me on the train. I was the only white guy sitting on the car. Everyone else on there, even the older people on there, they looked more ghetto. You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't really do shit. You know what I mean? That's what it looked like. But you never know. You really don't. And, but they were wearing the white t-shirt type thing. One kid looked like he was packing a fucking little piece. And, he kept looking at me. I had the dog sitting on my lap, right? It's like, fuck. Are they looking at the dog or are they looking at me? But then I looked up, I'm kind of looking out in front of my eye, I swear to God, the kid was like, yeah, let's do this, let's get this one. So now I'm thinking they're about to go for the dog, so I just reached my back, I got a club thing, looked up the dog, I've already seen it, I'm like, fuck this. But what I was doing, I was looking at one kid that sized. he heard metal, I swear to God, fucking goes up because he like came closer to a seat to me, you know what I mean, after he said that shit. He gets up and goes up like, he's not, he's got heat, let's go. But it could be just me because I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm paranoid.
Alright.
You know what I mean? But they look like the kids that I see fucking doing the shit on the fucking trains. They wear white because it offsets the fucking facial features and shit because they're dark skinned. You know what I mean? And then on top of it, there's 100 other motherfuckers just like them on the block. That's white right. T-shirts, blue jeans, white shoes.
That's right. So what happened is that, like, he said that he felt like someone, like, punched him in his eye, and it was like a ring. Because, like, he came to work with the fucking, like, his eye was fucking bloodshot red.
How old was
he? 21. But I'm like, dude, I was like, what the fuck happened to you? Probably... He's like, man, I don't even want to talk about it. He just, like, kept doing his job. I'm like, convinced him to tell me, like, hey, like, what happened to me? He got jumped. And, like, and right here at the Clark and Division, I'm like, how does that happen, dude? I'm like, it's always filled with people, you know? And I'm just like, it's amazing, man.
So this beer thing, though.
Let's go get it.
Oh, I'm not really getting that just yet. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What do I look like?
Somebody that would eat cereal.
There's some.
No.
I bought some cereal there.
Which bag?
They're like marshmallows.
Yeah, I got marshmallows.
Yeah, marshmallows are not cereal. Marshmallows are fucking free samples.
I'm making Rice Krispies.
They're like healthy marshmallows. Or cereal.
Show them to me.
They're healthy marshmallows.
I want to see them right now.
Even
show
the
them
vegan
to me.
Marshmallows
no.
are not fucking healthy.
No, I want to know if they're infused with stuff.
They're Lucky fucking Charms marshmallows. It's like a big bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows, right?
Yeah, orange, right?
Are they infused with supplements? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Grab them, I want to see them.
I mean, they're like...
That's what this millennial's like now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hold on.
What do you say?
What? Is it healthy or no?
This is not marshmallow.
I mean, yeah, it's not marshmallow.
What was the fucking marshmallow?
You said the fucking word marshmallow. I mean, that's on the record. Is that what they call it?
Bad trash. Good throw.
Bad throw. Samson.
They like still sell that for like little kids that are constipated and old people. Cause that shit don't make you. That's just like pure gluten.
This right?
Isn't it?
It's like shit. It's like what
not shredded wheat.
It's like wheat.
Shredded
wheat. Yeah, yeah. It's
pure gluten.
Isn't it good for you?
Some way? Makes you shit. Well, like,
it is, and it's not. It depends on, I mean, yeah.
If you have a balanced diet,
yeah.
It's good. Because it's like it produces the slimy shit that makes your poop come out easy.
Oh, shit. I don't want
you to. No, you need that.
Some people I say, oh, it's bad because they eat such fucking crap shit when they eat fucking good shit for them. It makes their ass explode.
Sure, that's way cool.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. You know, you got a cigarette?
Huh? Dude, this is Chicago. You can't smoke. You're 19.
Oh, you're right.
You have to be 21 years old of age to smoke one of these lovely, beautiful cigarettes. Right here.
Oh, you're right. Two more years. Two more years until I get there.
And I'm one of the most law-abiding citizens in this country.
No, you really are. You actually...
This damn cigarette won't light.
Dude, are you lighting on the right side?
I hope so.
Oh my god.
How am I going to make fucking goddamn bread pudding and eat all the fucking
donuts? I'm starving.
Hey, what?
I say these donuts and make the bread fucking pudding.
Uh-huh.
And she's like...
Eating them one by one.
Yeah, like that. She's eating like six donuts.
I have three.
And then she's like, oh, I'm hungry. Like, how
the fuck are you? Hey, guys. It wasn't recording the whole time.
It wasn't?
No.
Sucks for you.
This kid, I was recording.
What did he say?
Oh, no. Bad joke.
Bad joke. I don't know what was funny. Alice was laughing.
The whole idea, the whole idea is to, like, don't think about it and continue. That's why I throw out oddball conversations, because then it gets you to think abstract, and all of a sudden you don't even know that thing's there.
No, you don't. That's the thing. You know, like, gotta continue like a normal conversation that we have.
Now this is the very first trial that you're doing with this thing, so I'm like, all right, I'll throw it up a little bit, but you know, not really, because if I'm drunk, that's tamed down. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the thing in there, like, oh, let's go get some beer, you know, to the end of the show. You know, you can do a thing like that through a bunch of shows. You know, we're sitting here, it's Sunday night, we just got back to the porch, we only had one beer in the fridge.
Except for it's Monday, but the rest of that's
great. That's why the show's only an hour long, man. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or that's why the show's only a half hour. However the fuck long it is. Because whenever we really do get up and go get fucking beer, we really do get up and go get fucking beer. And you don't record anywhere but on the back porch.
That's right.
So you make them think, oh yeah, we can just bring it with, but never do. Yeah. And then if it starts off, then it's, hey, then you have a little side thing you can do.
Yeah, it's not a cigarette.
And you know, huh? Whoa, you don't like
this.
Remember that next time. You can ask for
this one.
Thank you.
Put this. No.
Oh, you want this one?
No. You're such a...
Why did you just smoke some of my cigarette and light one of yours?
Well, because I wanted to share that one with you, and then you were going to light another one, and I didn't want to committed to that if I was
going
to commit to that.
Have one more drag.
Oh, I'm
going to
light this.
Just have one more
drag. And then light this one?
Yeah.
You're silly.
Here, I'll light one.
We'll get it back to me.
Yeah.
Alright. Not all smoke, though. You're smoking. Ugh. Wet and half done? No.
Wet half done.
Share with you, but now it's...
This is a dope. I'll share this one.
Put this one out there?
No, it's not that until you give me this one.
Give me that cigarette. You're just supposed to light it. just supposed to lie.
Lie?
Lie.
Lie.
Lie. Phone.
Looking up something.
Did you stop recording?
No, we're still recording.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking pig.
I see it. It looks like one.
We didn't even deny it.
It's that green. It's a pig green.
Hey, you like it?
What's up?
Does that mean it's a cop? What are you looking up?
Something.
Stop looking at porn.
Hey man, I haven't looked at porn like more. Yeah.
What have you been doing in the meantime? He's
fucking ass.
When's
the last time
you
got laid?
You're late, brother.
When's the last time you got laid?
I got laid last night.
Did you? What was his name?
Her name was Monica.
Oh, you put on a wig, huh?
No.
Where were you? Andersonville or Boys Town?
I was in, Addison on Kimball.
That's Boys Town.
Boys.
It's on the north side.
Stop.
We're technically in Boys Town right now.
We kind of are.
Oh, no, we're poor Boys Town.
Yeah, we're the ghetto Boys Town. We're the... Yeah.
That's why you moved here?
No.
You didn't have enough money.
I mean, the rent was cheap. That's why I moved here. And then Felix.
Oh, sounds like he agreed to me.
Yeah, I mean, before that, before I got laid that one, I was like Monday. And before that, it was like 2 weeks ago before that. I mean.
What?
Like, the last time I got laid.
I thought you said it was a day ago. Now it's 2 weeks ago.
No, I said a day, and then he said before that it was 2 weeks.
What
was his name?
What?
You don't have to remember their names.
No.
Yes, you do. You're Catholic, aren't you?
Yeah,
at least
Mormon.
They have to remember their name. Oh, yeah, you're Mormon. That's
yeah,
right.
Mormon.
Yeah, because how can you remember all of your wives' names?
Hey, I'm 19, alright.
So, what, do you have 3 wives?
No.
4?
No.
How many fucking wives do you have already?
How many kids do I have? I mean, I have 1.
You have 1 kid?
I was supposed to have 1. When I was 16.
With which wife?
Her name was Vanessa.
Is that your first, second, third?
First.
That was your first wife?
Yeah.
Is she in control of all your other wives right now?
Nope. That's, I mean, yeah, she kind of is.
She
kind of is a jealous.
Your first wife is the one that beats up all your other wives.
She was kind of a jealous girl. Very jealous girl.
You could be a first wife. That's AK. That's also like for pimps, that's called bottom bitch. So it's like similar environment. You know that?
Well, what? I have such great choices.
Not you, bottom bitch. <You're from Chicago.
laughs> Seriously, I don't have a choice.
You already done tattooed your ass up proper. Oh, wait.
My ass is not tattooed.
I don't know what that means. I saw that in a movie.
My ass is not tattooed.
Huh? No, but you can't be fucking Mormon wife because you have tattoos.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be a Mormon wife.
Yeah, so you're trying to be a bottom bitch.
I'm not trying to die.
Hey, I lived in Mexico. I know all women with tattoos are fucking hookers.
That's right.
Right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Because when you get tattoos over there in Mexico, it's like,
pinche putas.
Puta. You know?
Fuck you.
I mean, it's the way they think over there. You know, like,
yeah.
It's like
1950s America. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's beautiful over there. You probably see, like, last time I went over there was like.
The only problem with it is it's like 1950s America. So, if you remember this, what was bad here was it's bad there.
It's bad over there. So, what do you say? You go run.
Why do they make you, like, hurt?
It's just uncomfortable.
Oh. That sucks.
don't you got boobs too? Huh?
What?
Don't you
dude, got... I have a six. I have a 12 pack. Can't you see?
He's beautiful.
This is a fucking 12 pack, dude. Yeah. So fucking rock hard. Look at that, dude.
Yeah.
Rock hard, dude.
Hot, oh, dude.
God damn, I could be Brad Pitt's body double.
In the parallel universe?
Too tall and muscular.
Too, reminds me of a dog's tits.
Did you get your dog steroids or something?
See, it's right there.
Rock hard. Underneath there. It's a rock hard.
His spirit and his mind.
Hey. Whoa. Women ain't allowed to talk. You start talking like that, we start talking like that.
Oh, yeah.
Women are the ones that cry over that shit. So we're not really able
to show off your rock hard now.
No, just... you cry. Jerk. Man, look at that. Almost pulled it off. Hey, dude. Put your fat ass fucking head away, right?
Hey. I mean, come on.
What are you guys doing?
It's disgusting.
You guys are like,
who would want that on their fucking stuff? Next? Who would want that in front of them?
What's after that?
It's disgusting.
You pull your pants down?
Should, come on.
He's already taking his socks off.
Right? Okay. Hey. Boystown is that way.
Oh, wait. Wait.
Just south a little bit from
poor
here.
Poor Boystown? They don't work here, bro. They work in Boystown. Go to Boystown.
So, weren't you supposed to be over there right now? It's around that time.
Yeah, my date canceled.
Oh, man. So, she's hangry.
Hungry?
Huh?
I have one.
Damn, I set myself up for that one.
You guys hungry? You guys want to get something to eat?
No, I want fucking booze, dude.
What are we doing?
Waiting for this fucking lazy one here to get up and go, hey, let's go get some beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about put on some shoes then?
How long have we been sitting here?
We've been sitting for almost 40 minutes.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
Dude, I gotta go to bed.
Do you? Did, 33 minutes. I'm gonna get 12.
Can't wait for you guys to get back with a six pack. What's
the shoes on then?
I don't know where they are. I can't go.
Do you need help finding them?
No. You can't find them either, trust me.
Did you lose them again today?
Yes, I lost all of them. Issues.
That's unfortunate. How are you gonna get around?
I'm gonna go beat up that homeless guy.
So, yeah.
Who do you think gave it to him? It looks like my pair of shoes he's wearing. Hey, what
I brought
the fuck
you
are you
back
doing? Don't whistle at him.
It's not a dog.
You can't feed him like birds.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want some mini spooners?
Just because you're on a porch on fucking second story doesn't mean you can fucking throw it down.
Rapunzel.
Shredded wheat marshmallows.
There's something marshmallow.
It's the exact opposite. You said they're healthy marshmallows.
I know. He got me excited. I thought it was like mineral infused.
You were like thinking of space.
What did I mean?
And the whole time you're in there, she's like, "You don't understand. Millennials are all about this super infused food." She does not know this motherfucker. He has some dollar store shit in my mind. And that's what you brought.
Some dollar store shit.
I thought you were gonna have the fucking thing of all marshmallows, like. Lucky Charms marshmallows. I was like, yeah, they're vitamin infused. Red 40, yellow 60, blue 22, hot.
Put your shoes on.
No.
So you want to drink booze.
And I want you guys to go buy it for me. I know you're not both going to go in there and drink. Because you can't get in there. I know that for a fact. I know the door guy will not let let you in with your fake ass. Oh, God damn it, she's fucking bribing me. Good. So I still don't have to go.
If I'm buying beer.
You're not. He is.
If I'm walking to the store.
He's going to walk with you and protect you. Because look at him. He's at least 300 pounds. One punch from him takes him out.
Oh, yeah.
300 pounds. You are so great.
And he might be really fat, but he's strong. But don't worry. Is that a truck? Or a bus?
I feel like it'd be a bus.
That's a bus. That's 36. Yeah, because that... Dude, are you serious?
What's up?
They're on the table.
James has them. He literally came out and took them.
Oh, man. I swear, James does too much.
Hey, before you go, though, knock on James' door and then run out the door. So he comes out here, bitch, and I'm like, I don't know, but let me get a beer.
Hey, it's like, James, like, the worst roommate you had before?
Oh, oh no, dude. James is, I like James.
Yeah.
I'm a white guy. James is an old white guy. You know what I mean? That's all he is, from the city. He moved out of the burbs into the city and hates the city. Just, you know, that's how I view James. I view him like 90% of all white people in his situation. They just want to move to fucking, like, 6 acres of land outside of the city.
Be left the fuck alone.
Yep. Maybe have some hookers. Come live with them. Work in the city. Wait, is that your mic? Shit. Rewind this. Let's erase what I just said. In case my mother ever hears. Come on.
I'm sure, Mom.
She's just sitting there going, yeah. I've heard it before. Don't worry. Don't worry, girls.
What's the worst roommate you had before?
Worst one?
Yeah.
He spread shit all over the walls and literally broke a hole from the inside to the outside in employee housing in Keystone, Colorado.
Really?
Was he crazy? Yeah, and I was put in a spot where I was like, all right. They literally said, look, if you don't tell us it was him, we're arresting you right now for it. And I was like, I looked up and I seen the shit on the walls. And they're like, you're cleaning up and this and that, or get arrested. I was like, oh, who spreads shit all over the walls? I've never read a fucking person. You spread shit on my walls, dude. The cops come after you. I'm like, oh, he's over there. That's the homeless guy that throws shit at people. You know what I mean?
Or G.G. Allen.
But he was 19 years old, right? Or G.G. Allen. Yeah, I could see him being G.G. Allen and dead already. For sure. You know who G.G. Allen is?
No.
Google.
Yeah, Mr.
Yeah, because there's no way that I could describe G.G. Allen that would give him
the credit he deserves. G.G. Allen.
And just watch him tonight at some point. Listen to his music. Because he was not musically talented whatsoever. But he was very well known in the punk scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking to somebody who was self-playing themselves with proud instruments. And it was what, 70s or 80s? That was early 80s,
yeah,
82 to 86, I think. I could be wrong, but
that's what I thought.
It was before I actually started listening to punk. And I had probably only listened to 30 seconds of any of his music. I've seen him, a lot of his footage, in a lot of different, like, skate videos. And, you know, so I have listened, I guess, more than 30 seconds of his music, but they're always in something extreme.
What, do you like country or, like, rock?
It's fucking punk as shit, dude.
That is when people say, oh, what kind of punk? No. It's punk.
Yeah.
It's punk.
Like, there's no, like, that's the type of punk that is dead. Thank God. I really don't want somebody that's fucking injecting heroin on stage and beating the fucking teeth freaked out with the microphone or going through the crowd at a fucking and she's like practically killing people with chairs.
Really?
And he's the lead singer and throwing feces and spraying on people. No, because that's what this kid did. He was one of his favorite idols. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was my roommate for like 2 days.
Not GG on.
No, the other guy though. And he fucking like. Luckily, he wanted to move out. He said that I was dirty and disgusting. Because you couldn't really switch rooms when you were in a playhouse. But at the time, I just got out of the Marine Corps. My shit was spit shiny. So that kind of pissed me off. And then I couldn't find my fucking hitter box. Right? And then he comes walking in. I'm like, they had a room here, kitchen, bathroom, and another room here. And I was friends with these other people. He comes walking in the kitchen into their room saying, hey, who wants to smoke hitter? He's like, I do. He pulls it out. I could tell he was all hesitant. He was figuring out what to say because I see my hitter. I beat the little piss out.
How old were you, like, when that happened?
22.
Oh, shit.
Then he tried to rat me out because I literally had this 17-year-old. She lived with me for, like, fucking 2 weeks. I didn't know she was 17, though. I thought she was over 21. I met her at a bar.
Oh, you met her at the bar?
Yeah. Another mountain and shit. I won't name a bar or whatever, but met her in a bar. No shit, she came home with me. And like 2 weeks later, she'd been spending every night with me. You know, she'd been calling her parents, saying hi, and all this shit. I didn't think nothing of it, wasn't listening. And one day she wakes up, she's all fucking late. I was like, what are you studying, by the way? Fucking high school. I was like, ah! Heart attack. I was like, I got a runaway on my hands. Instantly what I thought. I was like, oh, she's telling mom she's at fucking Janie's house and Jenna's house and Barbara's, you know what I mean? Turns out, no, her mom was like, no, she's a slut.
A slut?
And then I also found out in Colorado at the time, though, it wasn't illegal because they had a 5-year rule. And it was specifically for shit like that.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, so there's this 17-year-old girl, like, in a bar, for one. I don't work at the bar. I don't ID her. She looks young like I look young. You know, what the fuck? When I was 22 years old, dude, I couldn't buy energy drinks. Because you had to be 18.
Okay.
You know, and, like, they... want to be dicks, like, I look that young, dude.
You still kind of do look young.
I am young. I'm only 23.
That's why you are 23.
That's right. If any other woman asks that, that's all I am. My name's Mike. I'm going for my doctorate at Northwestern.
How many times have you used that line?
Times than I want to listen to them. Right, Allison? She's listening.
I'm listening.
That's what women do.
God. What a night. I think Sunday night should have been like a better night to do a podcast.
I think James should be on this shit, dude.
I think James, but he's asleep.
He's retired now. Oh, yeah, that's why you said you were pissed at him. Because he let you know that he was retired and he's always going to be here.
Oh, yeah. I was like, fuck. This motherfucker's going to be bitching all day. So.
All right, dude. Let's go get some beer.
All right. Tonight.